Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer, here with Doug, Eric, Rick, Clinith, and I believe our buddy Mark just called on.
Baron?
And Baron? Yeah.
You, Scoot.
I'm Baron.
Suck, Eric.
Hey. We really should
write. You know Stephanie calling in?
So, you want to get started with the plug first, Doug, and then we'll get into it?
Yep.
Yes. All right. Make sure you listen to Anthony Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all podcast platforms. You can also listen to that, or in 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can also listen to them every other Saturday on their show, The Hollywood Hangout. Listen to us every Friday night, usually 8 o'clock Eastern time here on Blog Talk Radio / Everything Unscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, of course, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. Listen to us usually on Sundays, usually at 5. Today's a special circumstance because we were waiting for Baron to get out of work. But usually every Friday or Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern time, blogtalkradio/everythingunscripted, we have the Top Tier Podcast. Now, this upcoming Friday on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, we will be doing another edition of our Fantasy Warfare. Next Sunday, I'm sure Daniel will let us in on that at the end of the show. And coming in the next few weeks, we will be doing the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament again. Of course, it'll be 9 first-round games, 3 second-round games, and then the final. And then the winner of the tournament will not only get to pick a tier list for us to do, well, get to pick either a tier list for us to do in the future, or a subject for the wrestling show, and they will also get a $25 gift card to wherever they choose.
Yep, a lot of stuff coming out. But right now we got the fast food tier list. I have about 70 restaurants up here. A lot of these restaurants on this tier maker, they're like sit downs too, so it's more like just a restaurant tier list instead of just fast food. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to get started?
Yes.
Sounds good.
I'm ready. All right.
No better place to start with than Burger King. Rick, what do you think of Burger King?
I mean, they're all right. I don't really do a whole lot of fast food.
I thought you used to like fast food.
Every once in a while I get it, but I just don't really do a lot of fast food. I don't know.
Yeah, Doug said you were an expert.
I mean,
apparently I lied.
I know something about it, but I don't eat there like every day or, you know.
Right. Kind of having trouble hearing you, Rick.
Oh, man.
Well, is there a way we can turn him up?
No. All right, Eric, what do you think of Burger King?
Well, I just had it today, so I mean, it's okay. I like it. What are the tiers?
We got to tell them what the tiers are.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Are there 5 of them? Like there were 4?
No, we got a couple more this time. 1, 2.
True.
We got 6 tier lists. So we got the best, which is the top of the top. Delicious, which is still like a nice second choice, like still something you could eat like once a week. Then you got good, which is, you know, good. Mediocre, which is, I mean, you're not really either way on it. Would never pay for is kind of our like just about bearable thing, which is like you never really spend your own money on it. And then gross.
Okay.
Which is obviously you would not want to eat that.
So Burger King is good. Okay, good. in the middle.
I'll say Delicious because it's one of my favorite restaurants.
What do you think, Clemens?
I would say good.
Delicious or good?
Good.
Okay. How about you, Baron? What about Burger King?
It's good. I feel like I only get like one thing when I'm there, though. Like the original chicken sandwich meal. That's like the only thing from Burger King that I actually like love. That shit's amazing.
And the burgers. I mean, the burgers are okay.
Yeah, the Whoppers are cool.
Now, are we going to let Rick vote, even though apparently he broke the news to us that he's not a fast food guy?
Rick, what tier would you put Burger King?
Well,
probably good. I mean, like, if I eat fast food, if I do eat fast food, it's usually not Burger King. Usually, like, Arby's or sometimes Wendy's.
Right.
Wendy's all do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so obviously Burger King is going in good then, right?
Yeah, let's put it in good. It is kind of a discount.
Yeah.
All right, next we have something that's not really fast food at all, but it's on here. Red Lobster.
We're doing all restaurants?
Yeah. I talked about that earlier. What do you think?
Lobster?
Yeah.
I like Red Lobster. I just don't like paying for Red Lobster.
Well, it's not worth what you have to pay for it. Then, like, I don't know. I would say mediocre for Red Lobster.
I mean, yeah, there's better seafood out there.
Not definitely.
They say one of them was never paid for, right? That would probably be where my vote would go.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it because you're paying for it?
I'd eat it if you or Sharon were paying for it on Uber Eats. I'd never.
Mark?
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
We're not just doing fast food. We got other restaurants here. What's your opinion on Red Lobster?
Good biscuits.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
They have some good biscuits.
All right. So the five tiers we have are the best, delicious, good, mediocre, would never pay for, and gross.
Six tiers.
Yeah, six tiers. My bad. So what tier would you put Red Lobster in? We're going to business for yourself.
I would put them at
I don't know. Well, I'm going to put it in
there. What was
that? Daniel, you're breaking up.
Are we?
Somebody's breaking up.
Yeah, it sounded like whatever you're saying was breaking up.
I put it at a tier below that.
A tier below good?
Yeah.
Mediocre?
Yeah, mediocre. What do you think, Baron?
I'm going mediocre.
Rick?
I'll say good.
I'll say good.
What about you, Quinn?
I'm say good.
Good? I'd actually probably go good, too. I mean, they're okay. I mean, they're kind of pricey, but... not a bad choice for dinner.
Yeah, they're good, but like I said, I just sometimes it's a little too expensive.
The rolls are really good, though. It gets you with the rolls.
Oh, yeah, the cherry bay biscuits.
The biscuits are awesome.
Hell yeah.
It gets you with the rolls. And then they just slide in those high prices out of nowhere. It's kind of low. You're not supposed to do that to someone.
True. All right. Next up, Doug, you know a bit about this place, so I'll let you go in. Aunt Annie's Pretzels.
I mean, I do like going for... usually when I go to this place, I usually end up buying about $30 worth of pretzels. Because I am that big a schmuck. Jesus. So I'm actually going to say, and I do like their pretzels. So obviously if I buy $30 worth of them, because I am one of the cheapest people in America.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to say delicious.
Delicious?
Yeah.
I agree with Doug.
All right. How about you, Clintus? Bananas?
I'll say good. Yeah, I'll say delicious. I mean, they're out there. I like the cinnamon pretzels. I love them. Those are the main ones they get. Cinnamon pretzels, cheese dip. Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with that.
Have you ever tried the new pepperoni pretzel yet? Like the pizza pretzel yet? It came out with?
I don't think I've ever tried it.
Yeah, you should give it a try.
Should give it a try. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Pretzel dogs are where it's at. Baron, what are you saying on Aunt Annie's?
I've never actually had it. I don't think my vote should count. Seeing that I've never been there.
You've never had an Annie Angie. You go to the mall all the time. It's an Annie Angie almost every mall. Just stop there and get yourself a pretzel.
Mark, have you ever had Aunt Annie's pretzels?
I have. I would go good.
Yeah, that's probably where I'd put them too. I mean, they're a good snack, but
yeah. No, you don't go there for dinner.
Yeah. Rick, what do you think?
I go with good.
So we got three goods and two delicious.
No, me, Eric, and Glenn said delicious.
So we got three and three?
Yeah.
Yep. So let's put it in the second one.
Even though I don't think we can. It'll go to the top of good, lower.
Okay.
Delicious.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Because Baron's never had any support, so even though technically he would have been the tiebreaker.
Yeah, my bad, I guess.
That's all right. I'll forgive you.
All right. Now let's do a personal favorite of mine. Fast food takes on roast beef, Arby's. Rick, you mentioned them earlier.
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Arby's, absolutely.
What tier would you put them in?
I'll probably say delicious on that one.
What do you think, Doug?
I mean, I like their roast beef, and their chicken sandwiches are pretty good.
Yeah.
Everything else, not necessarily a fan, but just because of how good the roast beef is and how good the chicken stuff is.
Yeah.
And their mozzarella sticks. I'll agree with Rick and say delicious.
Yeah, I'd probably say delicious. I mean, they're my favorite place. I'd actually put them in the best. I realize that they're not the best, but that would be my go-to. If we had one around the house, it'd be dangerous.
Yeah, if we didn't have to drive 30 minutes to go to one, I mean, you know, back home, you know.
Right in Lockport.
Yeah, there was right in Lockport. It was right down the street from where Rick works. You know, provided Walmart hasn't fired you yet.
All right. Mark, what's your Arby's?
I would go with the delicious. As much as it pains me to agree with Doug.
I was waiting for something. Well, that didn't take long, did it?
15 minutes. That's
actually a world record.
And he called in late. So still, it's been over 10.
Yeah. Barry,
shots fired.
I'm going to go good. Not my favorite, but like, I won't turn it down. But he's good.
All right.
I'll take good.
Eric's good. Okay.
Where's it leave us?
See, I never had Arby's before. I can't get, I had no say in this. Never been to Arby's.
Never been to Arby's? Okay. So we got two delicious.
Three delicious. Mark painfully agreed with you.
Okay.
And you actually agreed with us too, didn't you?
Yeah. I said the best.
Uh-huh. I mean, I got to write down when Mark agrees with me because it's not happening a lot. Mainly because I'm wrong a lot, but still.
Tim Hortons is on here, but our Philadelphia buddies probably wouldn't be able to do that. What about Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen has to go for delicious, huh? Like the best on the
delicious?
I never really liked Dairy Queen food.
Rude.
I never really had the food. That's why I'm basing it on. That's all the reason I go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone ever really goes for the burgers and shit.
I think they just go for the ice cream or ice cream cakes if somebody has a birthday. So,
yeah,
I'm just going to say, I'm going to say mediocre.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you.
I don't think I could do mediocre. I have to at least get good.
Baron's saying good?
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it that much, but I always want it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Look, I could float up to Dairy Queen right now.
Did Dad tell me?
What do you think, Rick?
I don't think I've ever had Dairy Queen.
No.
Okay. Mark? I don't think we...
I'm going to say... good, only because they got a unique concept with their Blizzard. But for the most part, for anyone who might know the area that I live in, I'm going to go to Dee Dee's if I want ice cream.
Right.
So, I mean, I'll give them a good for a unique concept of the whole idea. Hey, look, we'll make up a Blizzard for you. And look, it won't fall out of the cup. But otherwise, I've got other places I'd rather have ice cream from.
Yeah, I could probably agree with that. I feel like there's always better ice cream shops around.
Definitely.
But what it does, I think it's good. We got two delicious. We were mediocre.
Yeah.
So we'll put it in good.
Okay.
Now, where the...
Oh, man.
All right. This one might hit close to home for you, Dougie and Eric and Baron. Pizza Hut.
Oh.
What do you think, Baron? Where are you putting them?
Man, that's tough. Like, I eat your
the
wings
food, not the employees.
All the time. Yeah, so like, I'm going to go good.
Good.
I think good.
Doug? Eric said good.
As somebody that doesn't necessarily work in a Pizza Hut, but I work in a cafe that serves Pizza Hut food, and not necessarily the good Pizza Hut food,
yeah,
I'm actually going to say, and if anybody else from work besides Eric and Baron is listening to this and they get mad at me, you are more than welcome to fire me. All right, please.
What the fuck?
Please. You might be doing me a favor. So I'm actually going to say mediocre.
You know we don't actually make money off this podcast.
Right? Yeah.
Just making sure. set the income for those decisions.
Remember, we were in Target, not Pizza Hut.
So what'd you say?
I said mediocre. All
right. Plymouth, where would you put Pizza Hut?
You can't really base this because you work at a Target Cafe Pizza Hut. You, of course, it's going to have mediocre food, man. It's not a true Pizza Hut. Yeah, personal pan pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a goddamn question.
You just heat up the microwave. Gerardo's makes better pizza frozen.
That's fair.
Okay, good.
I still think the food's mediocre. It doesn't matter where it's coming from, whether it's coming from a shitty cafe in Target or...
So, like, regular Pizza Hut food, you would put it mediocre?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's better pizza.
What did you say, Quentin?
I won't say good. I mean, that's just kind of harsh, though, to put it mediocre. I've seen bad pizza places, and Pizza Hut is nowhere near.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. I know what you mean.
I mean, all the fast food pizza places, it's definitely not the worst.
If the worst is on here, we'll get to the worst later.
So I'd probably just go good, too, because there's nothing extraordinary about it. But Mark, where would you put Pizza Hut?
If it's made by Doug, mediocre. If not, good.
So good.
If it's made by me, you'd never want to pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't buy mediocre food, Doug. You understand the problem here.
Exactly.
Wow.
What do you think?
Mediocre food is like the best food when you want to be cheap. So there.
That's true. Rick, what's your thoughts on Pizza Hut?
There's just so many better pizza plate options around here. That I'm going to say mediocre.
Hey. Vindication.
Eric, did you said good, right?
Yeah, I said good.
It's just because he kisses ass.
No.
No. I liked it before I even worked at Target.
No.
What?
Doug. That's called taking a bribe.
So, you and Rick said mediocre.
Yeah.
And if Eric and Baron said good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark.
Mark said good, so it's going good. Right?
Yeah. Mark said good unless I make it.
Okay. Well, there's not a case for that. All right.
I feel like it's perfectly middle-of-the-road harmless pizza.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Safe
yeah. It's basic.
Yeah, it is very basic. And talking about basic, kind of a basic sandwich joint, but it's on every street corner everywhere. Subway. Eat fresh.
Oh, not pay for Subway.
Something
myself.
Else you can find on every street corner.
I think trash.
Trash?
Really? I don't know about trash, but like, I don't know. I definitely wouldn't put
I'd
it any
mediocre.
Higher than mediocre.
I'll there's mediocre. Only one sandwich there that I like, so I'd say mediocre.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not a fan of it.
So Eric's saying
I wouldn't say trash merely for the fact that they nickel and dime you for everything that they want to put on a sandwich to actually make it good.
Nah, to me, Subway extends you with their food. Like how they make the sandwiches, yo. I don't appreciate that whatsoever. Subway is really stingy when
mean.
It comes to making shit. It's just the worst there. That's why I call it mediocre. I mean, I could take a Subway sandwich and make it 10 times better if you don't have my lunch meat cut in triangles. Why? And then the fact that you open in Philadelphia, have them open in Philadelphia, should be slapped. People in Philadelphia should be slapped. They know what good sandwich, Subway, how hoagie and stuff supposed to taste like. Subway is the worst.
Yeah, Subway ain't it. Wawa over Subway any day of the week.
Oh yeah. Well, we're blessed with that.
Nah, for real.
Rick, what do you think about Subway?
I'll say they're good.
All right.
I'd actually say they're
okay. I do think it's pretty much for people that just don't want to make a sandwich at home.
Right.
Because I think a sandwich you make at home could probably be as good.
Anybody wants to make a sandwich at home, Subway would be the last place I will go to pick up a sandwich.
That's for real.
Well, see, we used to go there all the time because it's right down the street from us.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I feel sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you. I feel your pain. Now I understand why sometimes you're in a bad mood. I would be too if I had to go down the street.
Wait, sometimes
up way at the corner of my house.
What the fuck does he mean just sometimes?
Yeah, more than sometimes. So we'll put him in mediocre then. Yeah, that's
fair.
All right. Baron, I'm going to start with you on this one. What do you think of Sonic?
Sonic? I haven't had Sonic in like a minute. I don't know. Like, it's okay. I'd say mediocre. Yeah, like, it's just not even close to my first choice. Like, there's nowhere near my first choice.
What do you think, Eric?
I think delicious.
Ooh, you're a big fan?
Yeah, but I haven't had it in a long time either.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
Probably, I don't know.
They're hot.
We'll see. Also, they had like this lemonade-looking milkshake or like a lemon shake or whatever. That shit looked awesome. I never had it though.
I think the food there does look really good. I mean, we've gotten from there twice.
Yeah, you've got.
I wasn't necessarily impressed with what I got the first time. There was that Texas toast thing or whatever.
Yeah.
The toaster, and I wasn't impressed. Second time, I definitely wasn't impressed because they dropped the fucking bag and there was milkshake all over everything. That's Sonic's fault. That's the idiot delivering the fucking thing. Just because I wasn't impressed, I'm just going to say mediocre.
All right. Kenneth, what do you think of Sonic?
I will say very good. I mean, I'm a big fan of their milkshakes and the shakes and all that. Dessert menus. They got okay burgers. Fries are all right. So they're good.
Yeah, I would say very good and delicious.
Well, that is delicious, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same category.
I think, do you have to repeat the tiers again?
No, we'll just, I know where they're going. Mark, what do you think of Sonic?
It's trash.
You're not a fan?
Right.
But I've also never had it, so, you know.
There you go, it's trash.
Glenn is about ready to jump through the fucking phone.
Watch, one day he's going to have Sonic. It's going to be the best shit.
That's like me calling Arby's trash. I've never had it before. I can't say, this Arby's is trash because I've never had it before in my life.
I hate the little kid in that commercial. For it. But I'm not calling it trash. I'm just saying mediocre. All right, let's skip over that. Mark on this one.
No, you can't give it a bad rating. You go with a good rating, or you just don't give it a rating.
Yeah.
No, I'm giving it trash based on its commercial.
Really?
Two guys?
Commercial means nothing.
Yeah. Get out your phone.
This looks good in the commercials.
The food they use in commercials is not even real food.
All right. Rick, what do you think? Have you had Sonic?
Never really had the Sonic.
Okay. I think the outstanding opinion is delicious, then, besides you, right?
Yeah, Thank God this thing isn't being based on the commercial.
Yeah. All right. Someone that's been there when everyone's drunk at 1 a.m., Taco Bell.
Oh,
dude. Place of employment of mine. What do you think, Baron?
I like Taco Bell. I don't know about delicious, but it's definitely at least good. That's a tough one.
The only thing I like was there's the fries. Nacho fries.
Really?
The only time you went to Taco Bell was for french fries.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's what you get at Taco Bell, the nacho fries.
Talking to, that does make a lot of sense.
Oh, Billy, you're smarter than this.
I'm going to say mediocre.
Okay.
I'm going to say would never pay for it because I don't think I've ever actually paid for Taco Bell. You've always just brought it home.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that's the only way I'll actually, like, eat it is if he brings it home. Or not, well, he doesn't work there anymore, but, or, like, if he, or if that's what we get off the
Yeah, if I pay for it.
I think that's what I'm trying to get to, yeah.
Okay. It had to be a 15-minute explanation. Clinton, do we get a... What do you think about...
I want to say mediocre. It's one of those things you go to late at night. You just don't go during the day, don't whatsoever.
Well, it definitely has its place. Yeah, much.
Yeah. It's definitely a place if you want to spend 15 hours on the toilet at night, too.
I did 15 hours. I know I did at least a couple the last time.
Mark, how do you feel about Taco Bell?
Great if it's midnight and I need to sober up my wife.
Is Kara in the other room?
Yeah, what? Where do you think I keep her?
I was just going to say, she's not listening to this, is she?
Probably not, but she doesn't listen to me anyway.
Moving on.
So you say it's mediocre or just good?
Yeah, I'm going to say mediocre unless it's midnight and... You need to sober somebody up.
All right. I mean, that is a fair assessment. It is. Rick, what's your opinion on Taco Bell?
I'm going to say good.
I mean, it's okay. Everything tastes the same there pretty much. But
I mean, the best point is, like, it can sober you up at, like, midnight. So
I want to say this about Taco Bell. I'm sorry, but I have better frozen tacos bought at a store. Tastes better than Taco Bell. Okay,
really? I don't know about all that.
I think so.
You had it when you're wasted.
Huh?
Taco Bell tastes different when you're wasted. Trust me.
It does taste different when you're wasted. But we're not really. I guess that'd be a separate category. So the
true.
Mediocre, they're all gone. I heard kind of both.
Put it in.
We'll go mediocre. Subway and Taco Bell. All right, next up, another pizza joint, Papa John's.
I actually like their pizza the best. So I'm actually gonna say, I think Papa John's is delicious.
Really?
Really? Don't work there.
Are you really going to say that? Are you really going to say that right now?
Open up your fucking ears and you'll point to that.
Papa John's has to be the worst ever out there.
I'm going to say mediocre or trash.
Between Pizza Hut and Papa John's, I'd take Pizza Hut any day of the week.
Yeah, give me pizza. Yeah. I mean, pizza.
No, man. At least I get cheese. I eat pizza. Papa John's don't give me no cheese. You pull the pizza, you find Papa John's pizza, the cheese is supposed to get the tangle. It just comes out evenly. Pizza's not supposed to do that.
It's not supposed to do that. So I'm guessing you're going gross, Clinton?
Yes, I want you to waste money to it.
I only get it when they gave it up for free when during the Super Bowl or whatever that was.
So you wouldn't pay for it?
I got
no.
I got it for free that 1 year without vaginas. It never went back.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
Oh. Rick, what do you think of Papa John's?
I have never had Papa John's.
Good, you're not missing nothing.
Well, thank you.
There's probably a reason for that.
I'm chain pizza places, you know.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the knock on them, because like what we said about Dairy Queen, there's always better pizza out there.
Yep.
I personally think that their pizza is better than Pizza Hut. I'm sticking with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, I mean, again, I don't kiss ass like Eric does.
No,
it
just doesn't
work.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, I find lipstick. Lip prints on people's asses.
I don't like Papa John's. I never did.
You've gotten it here with us before.
Sasha, do something.
All right. Mark, what do you think of Papa John's?
We just wanted you to know. I wasn't sure if there was any damage or anything.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hello?
Mark.
Hello?
Sorry about that. Hello? I just got informed my car got hit.
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
Parked.
Are we doing an early exit here?
No. I just had the dog out and the neighbor caught me, but there's no damage, so. I don't need to pursue anything.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, what do you think of Papa John's?
I think it's a terrible pizza and a terrible brand name.
Okay. So I guess we're against our behest. We have something going in gross, huh, Doug?
Yeah.
Papa John's and gross. Like, what? I mean, well, again, to each their own.
Yeah.
Personally, if you correct me, Pizza Hut would be going in gross.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's just our opinion. Gotta go with the group, even though I think half the group might actually be stoned right now. All right, Rich. Rick, I'm going to start with you on this one. What do you think of Panda Express?
It wasn't. Okay. He ran into the bedroom, grabbed it.
I don't know if Rick.
Yeah, Rick, what do you think of Panda Express?
God, it's my ears right there.
Listen to that.
I'll say good.
Yeah, it is. It's good Chinese food. What do you think, Doug? Have you had Panda Express?
I don't think I ever have.
I've never had it either.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Never had it.
All right. Mark, have you had Panda Express?
No.
I don't win them because.
Well, yeah, I mean, only one guy's at it, so.
Oh, it must be good.
We got to take his word for it.
I guess so.
I trust Eric.
That was Rick.
I trust Rick, too.
Yeah. I trust Rick more than I trust Eric.
Hey. I mean, there are 50 better Chinese places out there, but for what it is, I guess it is good.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Five Guys.
true.
Delicious.
I heard if we can get the order in.
That's great.
Five Guys is the best probably burger joint around here besides Shake Shack.
The problem is it's not even really one around here. You have to go like a while to get to Five Guys.
This one in Warrington. Not for me. This one in Warrington.
Warren Wilker. No,
Warrington.
Well,
I guess for me, like, Warrington
yeah.
is not, but, like...
Yeah, it's 15 minutes away from my house.
Yep.
So where would
I'm
you put it?
Delicious.
Delicious?
Delicious. The top tier right there, man.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's the top tier.
You're the best
in
the top tier.
The best, whatever you want to call it. I said, whatever, delicious, the best, whatever. Nobody tell you to have six different tiers this time anyway.
So you're going top tier then? The best?
Yes.
Yep. The best.
The delicious.
And, Eric, did you say best or delicious?
The best.
Okay. Rick, have you had Five Guys?
I had it once. I really wasn't impressed, so I'm going to say mediocre.
Okay.
That's because you probably just had some quick kiss to the meal, so something on the menu.
No, I had the double steak and cheeseburger, and that just didn't really blow me away for how much that cost.
Yeah, it is pricey. It's real expensive.
It is very pricey, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that pricey.
Like I said, when we can get it, yeah. When they actually feel like they're going to fuck out here, delicious.
Yeah.
So I'll agree, unfortunately, with Glennon.
Okay. Delicious.
Oh, he's pissing me off.
Unfortunately. I mean, that made perfectly great sense. There should be no unfortunately about it.
All right. I would probably put it in the best, too. As far as burger joint, it's a nice burger.
Yeah, because they do,
yep.
like, all different. It's not just like Burger King or McDonald's or something like that, where it's, like, a different version of the same burger. Like, cause they do different stuff to it.
Well, not really. I mean, they just have the real, like, the double bacon cheeseburger. Like, Rick said, that's it.
Not really.
Different version of the burger, though.
The fries
yeah.
are the best.
Five Guys fries are just the shit. They're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I have to say their fries were pretty good when I had them.
Yeah. They do have
just delicious because of fries, though.
Yeah. Mark, do you have an opinion on Five Guys?
I think they're good.
You say they're good?
Yeah, I mostly don't appreciate having to be able to say that I'm putting Five Guys in my mouth.
I can appreciate that. All right, so I'd say it probably goes in the delicious one, right?
Yeah.
All across the board there. All right. We got to find something that goes under the best. All right, an Italian joint, Olive Garden.
Trash.
Trash for Olive Garden? You for real? Olive Garden's
what?
Dope. I don't care what nobody says. Olive Garden's dope.
I didn't hear what you said. All I heard was someone say trash, and then
he threw his phone down.
Mark, elaborate on the thinking Olive Garden's trash.
You never hear anyone that wants to go there for the entrees. It's always for the unlimited soup and breadsticks.
I feel like Olive Garden just earned their spot.
I mean,
and at least good just off the breadsticks.
The breadsticks are almost enough.
Well, yeah, because you fill up on the breadstick.
Sorry, I don't fill up on breadsticks. If I'm going somewhere, I want an actual meal.
Yeah, I would say I would never pay for it.
And I've had better Italian food from other places.
I like the seafood.
Yeah, their shrimp and the
pizza's okay.
Their shrimp is awesome.
All right.
Clintus, what's your take on Olive Garden?
On the outside?
No,
Olive Garden. Yeah, I see you said outside. I'm like, what are you talking about? Olive Garden is good.
You mute Extreme Rules and listen to what we're talking about. Watch the fucking thing on mute. We're doing it.
Okay, like I said before, Olive Garden is good. Very, very delicious. Delicious, I'll put it. Delicious. You can't go wrong. The breadsticks, the salad, you can't go wrong with the Olive Garden.
He's right. I'd put them in delicious, too. I know there's always probably better Italian food, but you could probably say there's a better version of anything. Because that's what kind of fans or chains are. So I always enjoy myself at Olive Garden, even though I feel like a bus after. So I'd probably say delicious.
I'll definitely say delicious.
What do you think, Rick?
I'll say good.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, I'll say good. Yeah.
I think delicious won that one.
I think so, too.
All right, now let's go to the standard bear. The reason why we're all here, McDonald's. So you can start us off.
Okay. Honestly, I kind of wish there was one closer to where I live. Or closer to Target so I could go there on my break. Totally. I'm going to go with good.
I'll say good.
Doug?
Can I go? You said Doug can go first, and Doug's son went first.
I'm going to say just because it is geographically convenient to our home.
I knew it. Wait.
Right? I mean, flavor to it. It's really easy to get. And it's actually, like, it's worth the money.
Yeah.
Okay? We usually spend about $50 when we go, or when we get from there. I'm going to say delicious.
You can't go wrong with McDonald's.
What do you mean what's wrong with them? So I agree with them. I agree with that rating. Thank you.
Wait, Kenneth agrees with me?
Yeah.
All right, Dad, we got to cancel the show.
So you got to cancel the show twice, then.
So, Kenneth, would you put McDonald's in delicious, too?
Yes, I would. I mean, McDonald's got one of the best double quarter pounders, out there. The best fries you can ever have out of all fast foods. You want some good fries, you go to McDonald's.
I disagree with that, but I'll put them in good.
What are you talking about?
I prefer Wendy's.
Wendy's fries are good. I love Wendy's fries.
Wendy's fries suck.
Wendy's fries are awesome.
No, Wendy's fries are
bad. How do you say Wendy's fries suck?
Wendy's poppy.
I don't know what kind of fries you eat. If you don't like those, you feel like you like taste those fries, of course you don't like Wendy's fries. They have no taste to them. If I had to go and put ketchup on one of our fries, then there's something wrong with your fries. I'm sorry.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with them.
Okay. So where are we? Mark, what do you think about McDonald's?
I'm going to put it as good. I don't like their fries.
They're fairly
generic on everything else.
Yeah, I mean, they're consistent, but
they're
pretty regular. Rick, what do you think about McDonald's?
What's the lowest tier again?
Gross.
Yeah, there we go, gross.
You hate them.
No, yeah, don't like McDonald's. The only thing I'll ever get at McDonald's is the chicken nuggets.
Rude.
They do have good nuggets. Yeah. They do have good nuggets.
They do, yeah.
I mean, I don't hate them, but they're not my favorite. Right.
I think it's pretty much going to go down to good, though, because...
everyone said good.
Everyone said good except for Clintus and I, and Rick kind of dragged it down a little bit and put him in gross.
All right, so now we're going to do a bit of a speed run.
We're doing speed?
Yeah, we're doing a bit of a speed round. We got a few minutes left here.
I'm
going
to
just name off a bunch of restaurants and just give me your first opinions. Where would you put them in the tier? We'll get through it fast.
Gotcha.
All right. Since we were just kind of arguing about it, Wendy's.
Delicious.
Okay, well, I prefer Wendy's over McDonald's and Burger King any day.
Yes, sir.
That's why you special.
I'm dead serious. Nah. Wendy's is great.
I do like Wendy's burgers.
Chicken sandwich is
does have
chicken sandwich is great. Chicken nuggets
like Wendy's
is great.
Does have the best burgers,
yeah.
And I do like Frosties and all that, so I would almost say the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I wanted to get from there tonight, but I got outvoted.
For the Baconator. Like, give me a better sandwich than the Baconator. I'll wait.
You might be waiting for a while.
Baconator is
I know this.
Yeah, don't you get cocky with me, boy. Rick, what tier would you put him in?
In Wendy's? I'll say good.
All right. Mark?
It's mediocre, yes.
Mark. Did Mark say the best?
This is mediocre at best.
No, that was Clinton.
That was me. I said it was mediocre at best.
Yeah, Mark actually said the best. You're a Wendy's fan?
Of all the burger joints, give me a square burger. I don't prefer their chicken sandwiches over anybody else's.
All right, KFC.
I would never pay for KFC in my life.
Really?
Really?
I'll say mediocre. They're not as good as they used to be when I was a kid.
They're a huge mediocre.
Yeah,
that's
until
correct.
Papa John, Popeye came.
We don't have enough time to do an argument here.
Oh, see, right now, you guys are insulting me right now, man. Insulting.
Popeye's is better.
Chris, I'm Popeye's pretty sure they've insulted you the last 53 minutes.
No, that was you, Doug. We understand how you get confused, though.
Yeah, that was you.
Oh, man.
Chris, where would you put him?
I'll put them at one of the delicious, right there.
I'd say delicious.
I'm pretty sure you got outvoted, though.
Yeah, it's going mediocre.
I just prefer Popeye, so.
All right, well,
Popeye's is worse.
No,
it's not worse.
All right, let's go. Popeye.
Do we have to go there?
Yeah, let's do it. Popeye's.
I've thrown up from there twice.
No. I'll say Popeye's is probably the best out there. It's the best. I'll put it at the best. The best chicken sandwiches, the chicken, the biscuits, the mac and cheese. I mean, the Cajun fries. Oh, man, that's so wrong.
Oh, Cajun fries.
The best. Yes.
I'm going to go with delicious.
Mark, did you try their chicken sandwich when it came out?
No, because they're so mediocre.
What? Okay, well, we got Mark's ready.
Because you didn't try their chicken sandwich.
I think they're gross because I fucking threw up after eating.
I've had their biscuits. I've had their chicken.
Well, yeah.
I don't need to mix them.
Yeah, I mean, Rick, what do you think about Popeyes?
Never had them.
All right. I think the room's kind of closed for it's delicious, though, right? Except for you and Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know my opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, dude.
34 years and finally learning.
I'm a slow learner, Mark.
All right, what about Chick-fil-A? It's kind of.
I was gonna say.
Chick-fil-A.
All day,
best.
Every day, the best.
Every day. Except
no,
Sunday.
No, right now I'm against Chick-fil-A for right now. I'm totally against Chick-fil-A right now. Can't do it.
Really?
Well, fuck you. Chick-fil-A.
I agree that their owner is a piece of shit, but like, I'll still eat the food any day of the week.
When I found out that Chick-fil-A was supporting Donald Trump's campaign, I can't spend my money right there right now. Sorry.
Oh, man. I don't agree with it, but like, their food is just too amazing.
I'll go to Popeye's. We said Popeye's. I get my chicken sandwich 7 days out of 6 days.
Hold on. Can you still pay for WWE Network?
Huh?
You still pay for WWE Network, right?
I have to. I have to watch it. That's different, though.
Okay.
That's food.
You don't have to do shit. If you want to tell Chick-fil-A to fuck off for support, the asshole that runs this place supports Trump more than anybody. So your argument is bullshit. Chick-fil-A is the best.
Okay, we're not gonna get into politics here.
I think we already did.
Chick-fil-A,
we're talking about food here, man. But we're talking about food.
You have your box.
So, if you're going on the flavor of Chick-fil-A, where would you put them, Clinton?
Mommy doesn't want her.
I'll put them. That is good.
Politics aside.
We're not the best.
Mommy doesn't
I think Popeye took over. They came out with it when Popeye's came out with the chicken sandwich. She took over. Popeyes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What do you think, Mark?
I'm sorry, I had to yell at my kid.
Doug, is he misbehaved?
Well, I just naturally presume Doug is always misbehaving.
Yeah, I'll take care. Chick-fil-A.
Never had... Don't need to.
Okay. Rick, have you had the pleasure of having Chick-fil-A?
Nope, never had Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it just got put down there. Just. So we're leaving.
Don't say very good.
That's where I would put it. I just want to have one at the best, though.
Go ahead.
So,
if you want to have one at the best, then we got to talk about Chipotle for a second.
Or Shake Shack.
Let's talk about that'll be our last restaurant we talk about because we're closing up here. Chipotle. Baron, I'll let you start.
Every day. The best.
Every day.
Nothing better.
I totally agree with you, my man. I agree. Right there.
Chipotle is
I do like
dope.
Their burritos.
Hey, well, it's not even with the burritos. You get the burritos or you get a bowl. Bam. You get both.
It's for the burritos are what I like. Quit fucking arguing with me.
Burritos, bowls, whatever. Just go eat some Chipotle.
You can get both. It's the best out there. You can't. The taco. I mean, you can't. Everything's good there. The chips. Make your own nachos. Bang.
How old are
you arguing? There's no argument here.
He's right. There is no argument. Eric, what do you think of Chipotle?
That's why I picked.
I have no opinion.
Really?
Thank you. He's never had it?
Apparently not.
No, not,
Mark, have you
not,
had
not my. What?
Unless you changed your name to Mark, I'm pretty sure we're talking to Mark.
Trash.
Mark, have you had Chipotle?
I have. It's trash.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I was bad.
Elaborate.
My wife loves it, but I've never had any hot meal from Chipotle. And if I'm going to come in and I see you cooking, and I've literally watched them cut the meat, put it in the bowl, and then serve it to me, and it was still cold. I don't want your cold food.
Even stuff on it?
Yes, I've had other stuff on it.
Yeah.
But your meat should still be hot.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. All right, so we're putting everything
on. You have to get some jelly.
Rick, what do you think of
Chipotle?
I'll say good.
not the best. Yeah, it's all right. I'd probably I'd go delicious, but.
So do we have any in the best?
Well, we'll probably put Chipotle there because three of you guys said it. All right, we're about done here, guys. Thank you. Doug, you want to read off the list and we'll send it home?
All right, so Chipotle's going to the best, right?
Yeah, I can't find it.
What's up, Popeye?
So Chipotle and Chick-fil-A are in the best. In Delicious, we have Arby's, Sonic, Five Guys, Popeye's, and Olive Garden. In Good, we have Aunt Annie, Burger King, Red Lobster, Dairy Queen, Pizza Hut, because everybody's stupid, Panda Express, McDonald's, and Wendy's.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody's not stupid, thank you very much.
You're liking Pizza Hut, you are. In mediocre,
the entire group Subway. Good or delicious.
In mediocre, we have Subway, Taco Bell, and KFC. Nothing in would never pay for. In group, we have Papa John's. Upset.
Yep. All right, guys, that was our food restaurant tier list. Rick, Mark, Clinton, Baron, thanks all for coming on.
Anytime. What's next week?
Absolutely. Next week will be Marvel Superheroes. I'm sure we'll get in contact with most of you guys. And thanks for coming on. We'll close it out here. So, next week.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Bye.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Later.
Peace.
Peace.